News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening. Welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary, apprising about news, art and culture and heritage from India's unexplored Northeast region. Today we have an exclusive interview with Professor Parveen Misra, Head of Law Department at Sikkim University, who will shed light on three newly enacted criminal laws set to take effect from July 1, 2024. We will also bring you a report on Meghalaya's ongoing fight against the drug menace. But first, let's head to Arunachal Pradesh, where researchers have made a remarkable botanical discovery. A new plant species, which is the only second known species of its genus found in India, has been discovered in Arunachal Pradesh. Here's our Itanagar correspondent with a detailed report.
In a groundbreaking discovery, a team from the Arunachal Pradesh Regional Center of the Botanical Survey of India has identified and described a new herbaceous plant species in the Mandala region of West Kameng district. Named Petrocosmia arunachalens, this new species belongs to the Gesneriaceae family and marks only the second known species of its genus found in India. Leading this significant discovery is Dr. Krishna Cholu, scientist at Arunachal Pradesh Regional Center of the Botanical Survey of India, along with researchers Akshat Senoy and Ajit Ray. Their findings, published in the latest issue of the Nordic Journal of Botany, highlights the rich botanical diversity of Arunachal Pradesh and emphasize ongoing efforts of the document and conserve unique plant species in the region. Dr. Cholu said that the discovery of Petrocosmia arunachalens underscores the incredible biodiversity of Arunachal Pradesh. She said that this new species is an achievement for the Botanical Survey of India and the scientific community as a whole.
एक सदन हम लोग का विजिट था मंडला तरफ वेस्ट कमेंग डिस्ट्रिक्ट तो हमने पाया कि एक जो हम रोड किनारे से हम लोग बहुत 3 किलोमीटर अंदर चला गया और 3-4 किलोमीटर जाने के बाद वहां पे देखा एक केव है मेरा जो को ऑथर है देन दे वेंट इनसाइड एंड दे सर्च की वहां पे एक प्लांट है फिर मैंने देखा अरे हाँ यहाँ पे बहुत ही एक इंटरेस्टिंग स्पीसीज है क्योंकि वो स्पीसीज बहुत ही अंदर था यानी कि वो सनलाइट बहुत कम लेता होगा लेकिन सनलाइट तो लेगा ही क्योंकि वो ग्रीन है तो मैन्युफैक्चर इट्स ओन फूड सो दैट इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग और उसमें देखा वो छोटा छोटा दो फूल था तो फिर उसको हम ले आए कुछ स्पीसीज को हम वर्कआउट करा फिर डिसेक्शन करके अच्छे से स्पीसीज को स्टडी किया इसका लेग ब्रेड कैसा है वो बहुत ही व्हाइटिश था और पर्पल कलर का फ्लावर जो बहुत ही इंटरेस्टिंग था बहुत हेयरी था जो उस जेनस के लिए बिल्कुल नया था जो वर्ल्ड में किसी से मैच नहीं कर रहा था और हमने पाया गया कि ये पेट्रोकोस्मिया जेनस अरुणाचल से रिपोर्टेड नहीं हमारे अरुणाचल में इतना रिच बायोडाइवर्सिटी है वहां पे ये जेनस ही नहीं था तो दिस इज द फर्स्ट जेनस रिपोर्टेड फ्रॉम दिस स्टेट एंड दिस स्पीसीज इज न्यू टू द वर्ल्ड ऑफ साइंस So, it's an achievement for our BSI and also for our whole scientific community.
This new addition to India's botanical landscape is expected to draw global attention and interest from researchers and botanists alike. It further solidifies Arunachal Pradesh's position as a critical hub for botanical research and underscores its importance in global conservation effort. For Norish Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashwani News, Itanagar.
In an effort to combat the drug menace in Meghalaya, the Social Welfare Department has announced incentives for traditional heads or Dorbar Shnong to mobilize village defense parties or VDPs under their jurisdiction. A report.
The main Meghalaya government is taking significant steps to eradicate drugs and narcotics through its Drug Reduction Elimination and Action Mission, or DREAM. Social Welfare Minister Paul Lingdo announced on Wednesday that the department is seeking suggestions from all Dobash Nongs on strengthening village defense parties, particularly in the drug-affected East Khasi Hills.
We would not like to see DREAM as just a government initiative, but because it's very important that in order to eliminate and eradicate the menace of drugs and narcotics, we need to broaden the involvement of civil society. And one of the areas of discussion was on the revamping and reorganizing, and also to look at the possibility of organizing the village defense parties, especially in the identified hotspots during the city of Shillong.
Currently, 11 VDPs are active in Shillong, East Khasi district, and efforts are underway to empower them to work more effectively with the state government. By the end of this month, the department aims to gather written suggestions and begin reviving VDPs not only in East Khasi Hills but across Meghalaya.
We reviewed the progress of our DREAM mission, the various interventions that have taken place, and we looked at the way forward and how to address the gaps that we noticed in tackling the menace of drugs.
Minister Lingdor mentioned that the Social Welfare Department is exploring funding from the Government of India to incentivize VDP volunteers. The goal is to engage these parties, especially in identified hotspots like Shillong City, to make the anti-drug initiative more community-oriented. He emphasized the importance of broadening civil society's involvement to eliminate the drug menace. One challenge highlighted was that many Dobash Nongs feel inadequately empowered, making it difficult for them to identify and report offenders.
We first go through the suggestions of the Dobash Nongs and then come up with a figure with an amount which will at least act as an incentive for them to come forward and spend their time in community policing. We have solicited their opinion on the current framework of the VDP. We will also be accessing funding from the Ministry, from Government of India, and we should be in a position to incentivize volunteers of these VDPs.
VDPs play a crucial role in assisting the police with maintaining law and order, patrolling to prevent crimes, and protecting public lives and properties. Their duties align perfectly with the mission to combat drug-related issues.
It's a multifaceted scenario where we not only address it as a crime to be detected and checked, but also as an initiative that has to begin from the family, which is why you will see that we have engaged civil society, faith-based organizations, and Dobash Nongs. The most effective instrument at the local level would be the Dobash Nongs, and we have sought their active participation. We have gone across the state. Awareness programs have been organized even at the level of hamlets and villages. So we are proactive as a government.
The state government is committed to involving communities through VDPs to eradicate the drug menace. Efforts are underway to revamp and strengthen the VDPs across Meghalaya to achieve this objective. This is Gurjeet Singh with Lamphrang Nongspeng for Northeast Diary from Akashwani News, Shillong.
Higher than the crowd. Come on, let us join.
a landmark move to reform India's criminal justice system, three newly enacted criminal laws will come into effect on July 1, 2024. These laws, introduced in Parliament during its monsoon session last August, will replace the colonial-era Indian Penal Code, the Code of Criminal Procedure and the Indian Evidence Act of 1872. To discuss these new criminal laws, we have in our Akashwani Gangtok studio Professor Parveen Mishra, Head of the Law Department of Sikkim University. Professor Mishra, who specializes in criminal laws, will be interviewed by Billy Ram Dulal. Let's listen in.
Welcome, Professor Mishra. Thank you for inviting me. It's an honor to me to be the part of this program.
At the beginning of this discussion, I would like to ask, what are the three criminal laws that will replace the Indian Penal Code, Code of Criminal Procedure and Indian Evidence Act?
The Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita will replace the 163-year-old Indian Penal Code of 1860. The Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Samhita will replace the Criminal Procedure Code of 1973, and the Bharatiya Sakshi Adhiniyam will replace the Indian Evidence Act of 1872.
What are the key challenges in Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita?
I would say that the enactment of three new criminal laws is a historic moment in the legislative history of India. Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, has rightly said that these new laws are a clear indicative of a fact that India is changing. While enacting three laws, the focus of the experts was to ensure the security and safety of communities, individuals and the nation. During all the discussions and the meeting, the expert committee aimed to uphold the constitutional value such as justice, dignity and the intrinsic value of each individual. Now, responding to your question exactly why these laws were introduced, the Union Home Minister Amit Shah informed the parliament that the new system of laws will ensure an end to Tariq pe Tariq era, which was in practice for a long time. In fact, the other issue was that the justice delivery, when I say justice delivery, I mean to say the criminal justice delivery system was very long and cumbersome. It took so many years to deliver the justice to the victims. And after introducing this law, the justice will be delivered within a record period of 3 years. This has been assured by the Union Home Minister, Mr. Amit Shah, to the Parliament of India.
Organized crime has been a big challenge for the law enforcement agencies. What is organized crime?
You see, the most obvious distinction between organized crime and other forms of criminal conduct is that it is organized, as the term indicates. In general terms, it does not include random, unplanned individual criminal acts. Instead, it focuses exclusively on the planned rational acts that reflect the efforts of the group of the individuals in carrying out the sinister design related to the offense. And you see, the type of organized crime explicitly included in the provision are kidnapping, robbery, vehicle theft, extortion, land grabbing, contract killing, etc. Of course, I have named very few offenses because it will take a long time if I enumerate all those offenses which are in fact included within the purview of the term organized crimes. And the special feature of this enactment, the new criminal law, is that it is being addressed very comprehensively at the national level for the first time, because organized crime was never, you know, defined in the earlier criminal laws of India. Section 109 of the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita defines organized crime as any continuing unlawful activity committed by a group of individuals acting in concert or jointly, either as a member of an organized crime syndicate or on behalf of such syndicate by use of violence, the threat of violence, intimidation, coercion, corruption, or other unlawful means to obtain direct or indirect material benefit, including a financial benefit.
Moving forward, what is community service? How has it been defined in Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita?
If you see, the community service is in fact an unpaid work that benefits the community. While using this provision of community service in the criminal laws of India, a provision has been made where a judge can often sentence a convicted defendant to a community service as an alternative to a jail sentence. Community service is a way of integrating the offenders back into the society, allowing them to make amends for their actions through constructive contributions. This approach reflects a more human and progressive view of justice, recognizing the potential for positive change in every individual. Indian lawmakers and legal authorities recognize the need for an alternative form of punishment that focuses on rehabilitation and community involvement. Amendments and changes in criminal laws have provided a legal basis for incorporating community service. Of course, this community service system as a punishment has been widely adopted in Western legal systems. Countries like the United States, the United Kingdom, and several of European nations have successfully integrated community service into their sentencing framework. And these systems have demonstrated that community service can be an effective alternative to incarceration, especially for non-violent offenders. Now, coming to your question that you have asked, how the community service has been defined? Let me tell you that under the new system of criminal laws regarding this crime, community service has not been exactly defined. This will be a very big challenge, how to, you know, define and how to put it into practice.
What changes have been made regarding the offenses related to national security in Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita?
Actually, the moment you speak about national security, people become very vigilant and become very careful on this point. Nobody wants or nobody agrees for any kind of compromise on the issue of national security. The laws which have been enacted in this context have been proved to be, of course, rather I should say, they are going to be very tough on the criminals, those who are trying to play with the security of the country. Under the new criminal laws, which are going to come into effect from 1st July 2024, there have been various changes. But I'll just point out the notable changes. Under the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, sedition is no longer an offense. Instead, there is a new offense for acts endangering the sovereignty, unity and integrity of India. The Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita has included a term, terrorism, which was earlier not present in the Indian Penal Code, which is going to be replaced by the new Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. And if you say how it has been defined, my answer is that the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita has defined terrorism in very broad terms. It is defined as an act that intends to threaten the unity, integrity and security of the country, where the offender tries to intimidate the general public or disturb the public order. So it will have to be seen how the judiciary interprets, because whatever law is made, howsoever meticulously it is created, the law cannot cover all the circumstances of the life. So the success of this provision regarding national security depends upon how the judiciary invokes the provisions regarding national security under the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita.
What changes have been introduced in Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita in the context of sexual offences?
You see, India has witnessed Nirbhaya Kand. The entire nation was agitated on the issue of the crime which was perpetrated against the girl, which has been later called as Nirbhaya. Of course, various changes have been made in the Indian Penal Code, Evidence Act and the Code of Criminal Procedure as regards the sexual offences are concerned. But it could not bring the desired result. The demand was that the government should be more tough in the context of sexual offences committed against women and children. So the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita has introduced a new chapter titled Crimes Against Women and Children to deal with sexual crimes. And the Sanhita has proposed, rather I should say, Sanhita has brought in a provision related to the rape of women below 18 years of age. Provision related to the gang rape of a minor woman has become consistent with the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act, that is POCSO. A provision has also been made for life imprisonment or death penalty in the case of girls below 18 years of age.
Professor Mishra, what key changes have been made in Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita?
There have been various changes which has been brought into this Code of Criminal Procedure, which has been replaced by Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita. As the name suggests, instead of focusing on the procedures or the ways of handling the criminal trial and conducting the prosecution, the focus has been more on the Nagarik Suraksha. As the name suggests, focus will be for the protection of life and property of the people. And there have been some changes. And of course, I'll be just telling you some notable changes. For example, the practice of filing zero FIR has been provided under the new Bharati Nyaya Samhita. The first information report can be lodged anywhere, irrespective of the area in which the crime took place. Because earlier, you must have read in the newspapers, every time, every day, it made a headline that people were, you know, running from one place to another for lodging an FIR. The police used to say this: the crime has not taken place within their jurisdiction. This was a very big issue, but under this Bharati Nagarik Suraksha Samhita, the practice of filing zero FIR has been started. As I told you earlier, the first information report can be lodged anywhere, and the police officers are under an obligation to register the FIR. They cannot say that since the incident has taken place in some other jurisdiction, so they will not register it. And the other notable change that has been made is victim's right to information. Earlier, the victim was nowhere informed what is the progress or what is the progress in the investigation of the offence. Of course, the provision was that victim will be provided all kind of support, but under the new Bharati Nagarik Suraksha Samhita, he is entitled to get a free of cost copy of the FIR. And there is also provision to inform the victim about the progress of the investigation within 90 days.
Also, sir, what changes have been introduced regarding under-trial prisoners?
You see, the under-trial, you know, there have been various cases where the offenders have been languishing in jail for a long time, even after they have completed more than half of the maximum penalty. But they had to remain in jail because nobody cared for them. They were not in a position to afford somebody who can take a bail on their behalf. So this was a very challenging task. And the present law, I hope that this issue will be addressed to a large extent, because the person who is languishing in jail, the accused, he will be entitled to bail if he has completed more than 50% of the maximum period of imprisonment provided under the law.
Lastly, what changes have been made in Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam regarding electronic evidence?
The Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam has done a great job while introducing the provision regarding electronic and digital records. And it has defined the term document in a very broad and expansive terms. The new definition explicitly includes electronic and digital records within the scope of what constitutes a document. This means that any information expressed, described or recorded electronically, such as computers or smartphones or any other digital device, falls under the definition of the document. The new definition expands on how information can be recorded beyond just letters, figures or marks. It encompasses any means of recording, which could include audio recordings, video recordings or any other method of capturing information. Various provisions have been included where explanations have been given as to how the electronic or digital records will be treated as a primary evidence. It covers scenarios like electronic files stored in multiple locations or formats and video recordings stored and transmitted simultaneously, reflecting modern digital realities.
The horizon of the new criminal law is very vast, and with this limited time of discussion, we won't be able to cover many areas. However, many significant area and legislative intent of the three criminal law have been very clearly highlighted by today's research person. We are very grateful to Professor Praveen Mishra, Head of Law Department, Sikkim University, for your kind visit to our Akashvani studio, sparing your valuable time and sharing your thought-provoking insight on the three new criminal law, which will be enforced from the 1st of July 2024. Thank you.
You just heard an interview with Professor Praveen Mishra, Head of Law Department, Sikkim University. He was being interviewed by Dili Ram Dulal.
Northeast Diary program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in.
And now listen to this romantic Assamese song, Tumhe Oromoi, by Zubin Garg and Diplina Deka.
খুজিব পারা সহজার দেখা করিলো সপোন দেখো জুখিব পারা বুকুরে করিলো হিয়ালি হাসো
আছিলো সদায় থাকি মনৰে মাতিলে কথা ৰাখি আছিলো সুখ সদায় থাকি মনৰে মাতিলে কথা ৰাখি হাত জনমৰ বান্ধো তুমি আৰু মই
With that we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, bye bye.
জনম জনম লাগে দেখো আজি বিচকে খুপুন খুপুন মিঠা খুপুনরে ভাজতে গলিন গলিন মিলি যাবে যেন তোমাতে
দুখে দুখে ভুয়াহি মোর জীবন আছিলো সদায় থাকি মনৰে মাতিলে কথা ৰাখি আছিলো সুখ সদায় থাকি মনৰে মাতিলে কথা ৰাখি হাত জনমৰ বান্ধো তুমি আৰু মই আছিলো সুখ মনৰে মাতিলে
This program was scripted and presented by Lucy G. Chattopadhyay, produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.